The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday was such an eventful day. We got to go volunteer and read to some elementary kids. Let me tell you about how honest they are. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All of us love volunteering. I think it's at our core of this show, all three of us. I think that's why we all get along. Obviously, I'm married to Otto, but our best friend Anthony A, same thing. And we decide, let's go read to kids. And usually, all three of us go into a classroom. And I read...
Before this continues to go, I love that our love for volunteering is what bonds us together.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Let's keep going with that. All right, so yeah. Usually, all three of us go into one class.
We go into one class, and I read, and Otto and Anthony make noises, and they're like, you know, they're hyping it up.
We're the hype men.
Well, yesterday, they decided each of us got our own classroom, which I was super excited about. Grab my book, click, clack, boo. Going to the third grade class. Otto, on the other hand, was sweating.
Oh, no.
I was like, they're going to send the dyslexic kid to read in front of the class.
Uh-oh.
These kids are going to be like, oh. Yeah, exactly. Flashback. I started sweating. Panic attack.
And I said, Otto, you'll be okay. And you
Which
had
is crazy time. Because I'll DJ in front of 100,000 mm-hmm. people. Don't even think twice about it. But if I have to read in front of a group of third graders, I'm literally sweating my arm, sweating out my t-shirt.
Talk to almost a million people every day on the radio, too.
Can't read to some Can't kids. What was the book you chose, Otto?
The Creepy Crayon, which Ooh. Was a story about a crayon that would do your work for you.
Oh,
what?
Nice. Yeah.
Where is this crayon?
My experience was fun, and I thought, you know what, going into this room, I do stand-up comedy, and I talk in front of audiences all the time.
Right,
but
yeah.
I quickly learned that nobody is a tougher heckler than a first grader. Oh, and this is because they're so honest and observant.
Oh, I know.
And then I got in trouble with the teacher because right when I walked in, I wasn't going to get beat to the 6'7" punchline. So when they asked me, how old are you? I said, 6'7".
Oh.
And then next thing I know, everybody started yelling it. And then we all got hit with the class. 1, 2.
Oh, no.
So yeah, and you were the problem.
I was the problem. And then it was so funny because while I was reading the book, The Witch and the Broom.
Oh, The Witch and the Broom.
Which is about a witch who flies through the wilderness with her frog, dog, and cat friend, and then they take on a dragon who wants to turn them into french fries. And while I'm reading it, I just hear one kid, and then I read one word wrong, and that's when the sweat started coming down my face.
Yeah, you're like,
and I just heard some kid in the corner go, is he sweating? And
then
from the other side of the group, another kid goes, he is sweating. And then the last one that really took me out, that made me have to like gather myself, was when some kid in the back goes, is that a purse?
Oh, no. Did you have your MRSA with you?
Yes, I have my MRSA with me. And they were super.
They're just clowning you. First graders. Same thing. I was reading this book and I said, oh, look, do you love being scared? So when you're scared at night, do you wake your parents up? 90% said, yeah. One kid said, I'm more scared to wake my parents up than I am of any ghosts in the house. Kids are so honest. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Yeah. Why so excited about pumpkin spice?
Let me tell you, Starbucks just released protein coffee drinks that are under 300 calories each.
Ooh.
And the pumpkin spice, my friend got one. I swear she's so excited she sent me a whole message on it on Instagram. She said it tastes so good. I think it was like 130 calories.
That's crazy. It took them going out of business to get healthier.
I know. So many are freaking shutting down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a homeowner. He hears something happening. He realizes his car is being broken into. So he grabs his firearm, goes outside, and shoots at the would-be burglars. He does hit one burglar. The other one is not hit, but he doesn't move. He doesn't run. One is arrested. The other is taken to the hospital. Now he's also facing charges. The DA has decided not to press charges against the homeowner because he had a fear for his life. He was scared. And some people think that he went a little too far. I think that he protected himself. We have a caller on line one. Would you have done the same thing?
I would. I'm sorry, but I've had my home broken in before.
Oh, my gosh.
And thank God I wasn't home. And this was years ago. They kicked my door in and stole items out of my home.
Oh,
and my daughter at the time was a young daughter, and I was young. And I was young single mom.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was working a second job. So this is not the thing to come home to and find your place broken into.
And I bet you just felt scared and violated after that. You don't even want to be in the house anymore.
I was. That's exactly what I felt like. And it was kind of one of those fourplex homes.
Yes.
And my neighbor saw them and did not say anything, and I called the police and all of that. But anyway, I'm too hot tempered to have a gun.
And she's like, and that's why I don't own a firearm.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think if you saw someone violating you, and that's a violation, it's like being raped. You are being violated, and that's not right. That's your property. You worked hard for it. Don't do it.
We're going to come back, or I'm going to tell you a story about Otto pulling the gun on somebody that was inside of our home. I'm serious. It was a crazy story, so hold up for that, okay? Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Crazy Crimes of Passion, True Crime Stories in Under 5 minutes continues after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, somebody's on your property breaking into your car. Should you be able to use your firearm to protect your property? Now, we did establish earlier that the burglars are being charged. One was shot, by the way. He's in the hospital right now. And the other one is in jail. But the DA decided no charges against the homeowner. So we have Ms. Dora on line one. Hi, Dora. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your opinion on pulling a firearm on somebody who's breaking into your car?
Honestly, like you said, I wouldn't say I love guns because I personally don't own one. But my husband keeps asking if we can have one in the house. I just get scared because I have kids, you know. But as far as when somebody comes in my property, if I saw somebody breaking into my car outside on my driveway, I'd probably shoot in the air.
No. That bullet comes down. That's not...
Okay,
that's,
into the ground.
Yeah, this ain't a firework.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. So shoot in the ground.
I was going to correct myself. Instead of the air, because you're right, during 4th of July, I'm always like, I don't know why people are shooting guns.
No, and last year a child died. Down. Yeah, a child died last year.
Yeah.
You know what?
So you're right. I would have shot to the ground.
And firearms, I'm so glad that Dora brought up the whole, I'm scared because of my children. And then Anthony, you stopped right away, said, absolutely not, don't do that. Firearms are the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S. So we have to be careful. You put your guns in a safe or a box. Kids do not have access to the key, nor do they know the code to get into the safe. Also, ammunition needs to be separated and equally as locked down as the gun. And that's just something we've got to talk more about. I've always been around firearms my entire life.
My whole life.
But yeah. I could never have access to them. They were always locked away. So I think that that's super important. Otto, you once, you know, we don't invite a lot of people over. And Anthony, you were there, actually. You decided to come over.
No, this is a different time. This is
No, it was the time that Anthony was there with his friends. And we were all drinking. We never had people in the house.
No, it was when Stasia had her party.
Nope, it was him and Stasia and Ava were upstairs. And when all of his friends left, you thought somebody's still in the house. And there was this banging. And my daughter, Stasia,
anyway,
came
Stasia
downstairs.
Comes running downstairs, scared out of her wits, and she's like, there's somebody in my bathroom.
I thought
she was being crazy. And then I just keep hearing, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, what is going on? So I grab my gun. I go upstairs.
It's a shotgun, by the way.
And I made it known that I didn't want them inside my home, make themselves known. Nobody answered.
It wasn't quite as nice as that.
Nobody answered, and I just kept hearing, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, I'm coming, and it was coming from the bathroom upstairs. And I said, I'm coming into the bathroom. I have a gun. I don't want to have to use it. Again, boom, boom, boom. I was like, what is going on? So I kicked the door open, and there's a hawk stuck to the side of the house, banging on the side of the house.
Oh.
He had his claws were stuck in the window sill.
Did you shoot it?
No.
No, Anthony. No,
Anthony. I'm like some gun-crazed idiot. I thought there was somebody in my house. I mean... If I was shooting for sport, maybe I would have shot him.
No.
Oh, you can't shoot hawks, can you? I don't know.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about people shooting people, so what are we going to talk about?
I don't want to shoot anybody. I thought somebody was in my house.
Either. I could tell Otto was like not wanting to, you know, we just thought somebody had, you know, maybe snuck into the home or something. We didn't know what was going on.
Defend your cats. Do you know how many cats lose their lives to hawks every year, day, whatever?
Six months later. My cat did get eaten by a hawk.
Six months later.
I should have taken that hawk out. You're right.
Hawk didn't forget.
You know what the valuable lesson is here? Don't break in anyone's house.
Yeah.
Don't break in anyone's car. And if you are, prepare. And lock your guns away. Let's be safe. Because I've had my home broken into, like the caller earlier. Like she was a single mom. You feel violated. Don't do it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Dolphins on the coast of South Texas just tested positive for fentanyl. What are we doing here?
Oh, no.
What are we doing here? All right, so this is what the what story really got me. This is a new study from Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. And it revealed the fentanyl and other pharmaceutical medications were found in bottlenose dolphins. So there was a very young dolphin that passed away, and they found him on a beach. So, of course, they took him in, they did some testing, and the fentanyl was found in his blubber. After that, the university was contacted by authorities who asked, can you do some tests on just random dolphins? Yeah, they tested positive for these drugs. Now, one might ask, how did they get these drugs? Like, did somebody deal them these drugs? Is the cartel involved? No, no. We are flushing our medications down the toilet.
So I thought the dolphins were buying blues.
No, they weren't buying blues. That's not what happened in DJ Automatic. We flush medications down the toilet, which we should not be doing at all. Therefore, it goes into our water, and it's not able to be filtered out, according to this study.
You say we shouldn't be doing it, but maybe we should be. It's a win-win. We cut down the drug problem here.
Okay.
And then also, you know, the dolphins get a little high for free.
No, they already have blowfish. Okay,
they've established that dolphins,
and that's natural.
I will say though, the dolphins are partiers. Dolphins do like to get high, and they are frisky animals.
They are. So dolphins, do you remember we did that? You know, these What the What stories have taught me a lot. First of all, dolphins like to get high on blowfish. They take the blowfish and it makes them experience some kind of euphoric, in their brain euphoria. And then there was a woman that we talked about that had a love affair with a dolphin for a couple of years. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yes.
I can't really describe what went on between them, but it's not normal.
Dang, at this point, dolphins need their own Narcos series. This is crazy. This went from SeaWorld to Breaking Bad. Yo, I always knew they were up to something with those blowholes. But come to find out, this is what it's been the whole time. Flipper, you silly goose.
You can't even build a wall to keep the drugs out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are back at it again. Mm. And I am disappointed. These ladies have been fighting.
I'm here for all of it.
Otto,
I love it. At this point, they've been fighting for 6-7 years.
Since 2018.
It's like WWE.
Women on Women Entertainment. It's not entertaining. It's not okay.
Highly entertaining.
I want for Nicki and Cardi to get together and do an album. I'm saying it because I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to speak it into existence. I found an old tweet of Cardi back in 2015. She said, I love Nicki so much. I want to be a rapper like her one day. She is my idol. Because she looked up to Nicki. Everybody looked up to Nicki because she's done things nobody has ever done. These two were on a record together back in the day. They can do it again.
Yeah, motorsport, yeah.
There's some ugly tweets going around. I get it. You know, they're talking mess about each other. And I think it was Nicki that interjected herself first.
She started it because she just wanted to get a Cardi because she could.
She dug in there a little bit in Cardi.
I mean, at the time, she
took the bait.
Cardi first took off, there wasn't as many women. Nicki Minaj was it. Nicki Minaj was, you know, the top of it. And Nicki has had a record that proves that she is not always the warmest to new female rappers.
Why do you think, what do you mean a record? Explain yourself, Anthony.
I think she comes from an era where there wasn't really too many female rappers at the top, and she was the only one. So I think sometimes she still has a view that, hey, it's limited opportunity, and if I'm not the top dog, then no one is.
But isn't that just like hip-hop?
It is hip-hop.
Everybody just wants to be at the top. I mean, you got Drake and Kendrick. You got J. Cole and everything. It's just, you know, it's just Tupac and Biggie. Like, I thought that's just Jay-Z
Nicki's
and Nas.
Nicki's coming for everybody's neck, though. She's been coming for Jay-Z. But she's came for Beyonce.
Because she's the top.
Yeah.
But to your point, though, Dana, she didn't diss men. Mark. She only really dissed women.
No, she dissed Jay-Z. She's been going off on Jay-Z.
Well, that's a different situation, though.
Yeah,
But that's like a business endeavor. She had the same welcome when she had Iggy Azalea come on. There's a bunch of other female rappers where this was a thing. When she beefed with the other OG from Fat Joe's crew, she had her whole
Remy Ma?
Yeah, she had her record pulled off. Like Nicki Minaj has been doing stuff like this for a very long time.
That's how she stays on top, though. I remember we had a conversation with Nicki about this, and I asked her, do you feel obligated to help other women in the music industry. This is what she said to us.
I'm going to work with who I want to work with when I want to work with them. And you know what? Go through the list. Go through the list of girls that have broken through in female rap. Did Nicki work with this person? Did Nicki give this person a verse? And then if you check green checks all the way down, then I guess I've been supporting the women in my culture.
I think Nicki has given a lot of these women shine. When she has been at the top, she's had just about everybody. She's jumped on just about everybody's record and had people on hers.
Which is true.
She and Cardi just don't like each other.
The fact that she's calling her Barney B is hilarious because she says that Cardi raps like she's basically an elementary school rapper. A, B, C,
Cardi
D, E, F, G.
She actually has a line on her album. I swear to God, she does A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's the part that's where it really line. Does disappoint me with Nicki, is that Nicki is such a prolific artist on her own right and does her own writing. It's like you would think that she would offer a hand to the next person coming up.
She has. Think about everybody. Who's come up that she hasn't worked with?
Who of those people coming up is bigger than Cardi? None of them. And from the gate, she's never liked Cardi B.
I don't know that she never liked her. I do know they worked on her album together. They worked on a record together. I think Nicki felt slighted because she didn't thank her. I don't know. But I think these two coming together would be bigger than them fighting. That's just my opinion, and I'm going to stand on that.
It's never going to happen. Drake and Kendrick will come together before Cardi and Nicki ever come together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Little game we play here called Who's Lying? You win some DCS merch for free.
Woo!
877-730-DCS1. And we have our contestant on the line. Good morning, Kaylin. Are you ready to play Who's Lying? Woo!
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this. Oh, I want you to win, Kaylin, so badly. Okay. We're just thinking about, like, fun times we had when we were little. And I thought about my best birthday memory. I'm sure you have one too, Kaylin. And it was, for me, it was when my Nana made me this house cake. It was nothing fancy. It had chocolate icing on it. It was a yellow cake. You know what a yellow cake is? And my name was written in pink. It said, Happy Birthday, Dana. Just pink icing, nothing fancy. We had Kool-Aid in these little Dixie cups. And I had a pink ruffle dress. And I normally didn't like to dress like this because I was a tomboy. Ruffle socks and black patent shoes. I mean, I had scabs all over my legs. I just felt so pretty that day, though. And the whole neighborhood came over. It was so much fun. We should replicate it, Otto.
We could. DJ Automatic here. My parents actually rented out a laser tag trampoline place when I turned 12.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was amazing. They let me bring 15 friends. It was all-you-can-eat pizza. We had an ice cream cake and one of those America's Best or whatever they are, cookie cakes. Those things are delicious.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. When we came up with these ideas, I thought we were doing like older birthday parties. So I'm going to tell you about the time.
Oh, I'm not done, man.
Oh, you're not done?
I'm not done. I got top score in laser tag.
Oh, God.
And then here's the cherry on top of the ice cream here, on top of the sundae, mm-hmm. is my mom got everyone to sing her birthday song to me.
Oh, she does have a special birthday song. Yeah.
I'm happy to share this break with you, DJ Automatic, because I also share my birthday with Jesus. I was born on Christmas, and one time while I was in college, we threw, for my millennials, a Project X-style party Christmas night.
Oh,
and it was
all
fun. We had a noise permit up until midnight, and I'll never forget it, because at 12:01, the cops came in and canceled my party.
Got a noise permit on Christmas?
Yeah, we
Merry
did.
Merry Christmas!
And I just remember this cop saying, it's 12:01 a.m. Party's over.
All right, Kaylin. Somebody in this studio is telling a lie. A big fat fib. If you guess correctly who it is, you win free DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'm going to go with Anthony.
Oh,
Anthony's a Christmas baby.
I'm a Christmas baby. That's my mom. I'm a Christmas C-section.
Dang.
I don't know why I just told you that.
We love
she's
seen
the size of your head.
Yeah, dude. That was the immaculate reception.
Kaylin, mine was true as well. It was one of my best memories.
I was lying. I never had any kind of birthday party like that. For my 12th birthday, my mom actually got me a cake, and I got to invite over Tomasi Nomas, Aaron Esevio, and Bobby, and they came over, and we had pinon. They brought me pinon. I got a used baseball.
Pinons are like sunflower seeds.
Yeah, I also got a jar of apricot marmalade from one of my friends.
Did you say you got a used baseball?
Yeah, one of my friends gave me a used baseball. We didn't go to any laser tag or trampolines.
Kaylin, did you have a great birthday memory when you were little you can share with us?
I did, actually. When me and my sister were 3 years apart, and actually one of the only birthday parties that I remember is we did a joint birthday party. My birthday's in December and hers is in January. Uh-huh. And it was like a groovy smiley face theme.
Oh!
I'll never forget that.
My daughter had one of those pillows in her room. I know what you're talking about. My daughter, Ava, some reason she was into the retro stuff. I'm like, all right, well, Caitlin, I wish you would have won, but you can play again next week. And I want to thank you so much for listening. You're not a, you know what? You're a non-winner. We don't have anybody here that loses. We love you. Thank you for making us your new number one morning show. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.